Hello and welcome back to episode 3 of Midland Harry Bradshaw. I'm MCB and I will be your host today and pretty much every other day. So today's discussion is about same-sex dating. Now, obviously I can only speak about what it's like to date someone who is the same sex as me. And you're probably thinking, you've only mentioned guys so far. And, you know, 99% of the dates that I have been on have been men. However, I have always been attracted to women. Now, when I was with my ex, the one that I met in college, we were together for like, 4 years or something. And I was quite into women. I don't mean like women that I saw in the street, although there was this one lady who worked at Pizza Hut who was absolutely stunning. But what I mean is I've always found women attractive. I guess I would say that I'm bi-curious. I wouldn't come out and define myself as a lesbian because I don't think that I'm quite there. But curious, yes, I am, 100%. Now, I've always kind of been attracted to women, as you know, and it has predominantly been like celebrities. Let me just think. Who was it? So, Kate Beckinsale, I loved her because she was just stunning, but a little bit weird. The time that I was actually into her was when she was playing a vampire in Underworld. And I really think Ruby Rose is very attractive, which is a little bit weird because, I mean, the thing that I like about women are big boobs and hers are tiny. So that's my thing. I like big boobs and I cannot lie. So over the years, like when I was with my ex-boyfriend when we were in college, I really wanted to get down and dirty with a woman. And unlike most men, he was totally against it. He was really, really jealous. And I don't know if that was because he didn't want to share me with anyone or because he thought I would be more into women than I would be him. I don't know which one it was, but yeah, he was not into it. And the truth is, most guys would jump at the choice of having the threesome with another woman. This guy was like, nope, no way, not happening. That was like a hard boundary for him. And I guess it kind of stopped. And then when I hit 18, I really, really, really wanted to go to a strip club for my birthday, like a lap dancing club, and just see if I actually liked women or not. And again, he was really against that and he planned something completely different. I mean, it was still good, but he was so against that that to this day I've still not been. So after we broke up, and we broke up a really long time ago, I guess I joined Tinder looking for a girl, but I'd never kind of found someone that I was willing to date. And it's not that, like, I know I have friends who have definitely been with women of the same sex, and I also have guy mates who have been with people of the same sex too. But for me, that's something that I haven't done. However, it has been, well, we're in 2023, so in 2021, I actually finally went on a date with a woman. Now, that was a bit of a weird one because, like, I was talking to her for ages and I do get along really well with her. Like, we're still in touch, we are friends. She is seeing somebody now, which is fantastic, and I'm really happy for her because she's genuinely just lovely. But like, I went on this date with this woman and she took me to the theatre. And she took me to see a play that I saw back when I was a teenager. And, you know, I really loved it as a teenager. It cracked me up. I laughed really loud. It was like one of the times I remember being really happy. And like, I have pictures from that day where I actually went with my friends as a teenager. And she took me on a date to the theatre. She paid for the date. And then she walked me back into the city centre. And we went to grab like a cup of coffee. But I was kind of taking it away. And she walked me in and she paid for the drink. Like, she was just generally really lovely. The problem was, upon kind of meeting her, what I realized was I wasn't attracted to her, like, in person. But she was lovely, and I did want to kind of spend time with her. So it was like, oh dear, what do I do? Because she's paying for everything. And if she tries to kiss me, what the hell am I going to do? And you have to remember, this time, like, while I was on a date with her, I was actually completely in love with the guy that I am still in love with. And to this day, he has never taken me on a date. Not only that, I was actually seeing someone who I guess is a bit of a dom, but he gave me permission to go on a date with her. And no, it was a lovely date. She's really lovely. And the funny thing was, even though I had kind of agreed to go out with her months in advance, it took me months to actually go on a date, because she'd asked me out and then I'd cancelled last minute. Like, she booked a halal afternoon tea for me and I cancelled on her, so she ended up taking, I think, her sister. And then she booked something else and I cancelled on her again. But I guess she really liked me, and I must have liked her personality, considering that eventually we did go on a date. And she was a really good date. Like, if she had been a guy, I probably would have kissed her. But obviously she wasn't. So I don't know if, like, I'm very curious, and it's just like curiosity that has got me wanting to date women. But the problem is, the type of women I actually like are celebrities, and I'm into, like, Caucasian women rather than, like, any other type of woman. And they have to have, like, big boobs, and they have to be, like, natural, because I think boob jobs are just not something that I'm, like, into. Like, they have to be in proportion, I guess. And you're probably wondering, how the hell does she know what she likes if she's never been with a woman? And I hold my hands up, I have seen a lot of women online. But yeah, so I've definitely had, like, crushes. Like, I had a massive crush on Fergie from Black Eyed Peas as well. Oh, and also Kim Kardashian, like, just after she kind of got famous for her sex tape. So, I don't know, it's a bit of a weird one, I guess, because you don't really know what you like until you try it. And I guess over the past couple of years, because obviously I'm completely single, I don't answer to anyone, I don't do anything with anyone, it's like, I kind of want to go out and have some fun. And one of my friends was telling me about how her friend kind of got off with a woman. Now, apparently, this woman that she got off with was quite masculine, quite butch, but she said it was like being with a guy. Not 100% sure, like, what went down, because obviously I'm hearing this secondhand, but it does happen. And what I've noticed is there's, like, loads of people who are, like, in the closet sort of thing. So recently I started talking to somebody on an app, and she was a female who apparently is friends with benefits with another one of her friends, and they're looking for a third person. I'm not sure why I kind of started talking to them, but it's been interesting. It's pretty much one person that I'm talking to. And I don't know, man. It's weird. Like, I just can't bring myself to experience a woman. And I think women have got beautiful bodies. Like, I've always, like, one of my, like, really good friends, when I first kind of laid eyes on her, I was like, wow, I would. And I remember telling my boyfriend at the time that I would. And then, like, I got to know her and we became friends, and I completely went off her like that. I still think she's beautiful, but I wouldn't go there. And I don't know, my brother, like, he knew I went on a date with a female, and he kind of was like, please don't do this. Don't want you to go to hell. You know, blah, 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 blah. I don't know, it's a long thing, but he's correct. My religion, as well as other religions, would say, yeah, you can't act on your thoughts. Like, there's nothing wrong with having thoughts. It's kind of like the acting on them thing that is the worst thing. And so, yeah, that's kind of where I stand in regards to that. Like, I am talking to someone, And then I had like a wild idea. Like, I was looking for a massage place, and there's this place that does massages, but the kind of massages they do are very different because they come with a happy ending. Now, I know that's quite common for men, like there's lots of places with happy endings for men, and I guess men would definitely use this place, but women also use this place. So these are like high-class masseuses, and they're willing to give happy endings to females. I'm not going to say I haven't, like, it's crossed my mind, like, a hell of a lot. And at a couple of points, I've even kind of booked a session, thinking, maybe I'll really enjoy it. And then I'm like, oh, maybe I won't, or some, I don't know, it's weird. Because you kind of get to, like, there's a menu of who's kind of, like, in your local area, and you get to choose the female you'd like to have that massage from. And obviously, depending on whether or not she offers the happy ending, would be the reason that I kind of go with that woman, because some of them don't actually offer it. So it's just like a really expensive massage. And they are really expensive. Like, I've paid a lot for a massage in the past, and believe me, I did not get any kind of happy ending. So I've kind of booked it, and then I've cancelled it because something's come up, or I've booked it, and then because I haven't responded in time to their message to confirm, unfortunately it's been kind of cancelled, and it's just like, I don't know if this is because, you know, God's working in his mysterious ways because he doesn't want me to cross the line, but it does make me wonder. And when it comes to, like, intimacy and being with a woman, I don't know, like, I have a feeling that regardless of who I was intimate with, I'd be thinking about the guy I love. And I say that just because, like, when I was seeing the kind of dom over a year ago, he was, like, even though he was right there in front of me, I was still thinking about, like, the guy I'm in love with. And I don't know, it gets a bit, I do know, like, undercover lesbians within, like, the community. And, you know, some of these ladies have been lesbian for a really long time, and they've had affairs, like, ongoing affairs with people that they know, or the sisters of people that they know. Like, it's not as uncommon as people would like it to be, especially, like, within, like, the confines of being a Muslim, because there's a lot of them. Like, one of the girls that I know, she was my year, well, she was in my year at school, and she was quite a tomboy. And now, I'm not saying that you have to be a tomboy to be a lesbian, but this girl was quite a tomboy, and she was having an affair with her friend's sister. And I don't know too much about it. I don't know if, like, it was a healthy relationship or anything like that. But it does happen. It's a hell of a lot more common than other Muslims realise. And I also know, like, other people who are gay within the Muslim religion and community. Well, at least one of those people, anyway, is definitely gay. And, I mean, he dresses up as a drag queen from time to time as well. And it does happen, but they're still kind of, like, in the closet because they don't want to be disowned by their family. There was this guy that I kind of went to school with. He was older than me, and his older brother came out as gay. And apparently him and his husband had, like, a religious wedding ceremony. And I was really confused because obviously they're Muslim. But supposedly this guy had his partner dress, like, in bridal attire. And this is, like, the traditional South Asian bridal attire. So you've got, like, the red outfit, the henna, all of that. And they went to a Maulvi, which is, like, our priest. And they did the vows. And, like, he brought his husband home as his wife. Apparently it was, like, really messy. Like, these are things that I've heard, like, third hand. But, you know, the problem is with being Muslim and being in, like, these tight-knit communities, people don't want to talk about things. Like, there's someone else who is gay that I know of, and he is supposed to go back to his home country. He's UK born, and he was supposed to go back to his home country to have an arranged marriage. And apparently he ran off because he didn't want to marry a female, for one. And, you know, that was the reason he ran off. And apparently everybody knew about it, but everyone's also like really hush-hush quiet about it, because obviously as Muslims you're not supposed to do these things. And, you know, it's like an ongoing battle between you and your soul, I guess, in a way, because you have to kind of follow the religion. And God says, you know, you can have these thoughts, but you're not supposed to act on them. And I guess at the moment, that's kind of my situation. Like, I have thoughts, but so far I haven't acted on them, because the lady I did go on a date with, we did not kiss. I think the most she did was give me a hug. And while we were there watching the show, like, she held my hand, but not for long. Like, she was just trying to show me how soft her skin was, because she moisturized like every day. So it wasn't a, oh, hold my hand, we're being romantic. It was a, feel how soft my hands are, put your hand in mine. It's a bit like, it's a weird one, right? But I guess those are like the problems of dating like people of the same sex, because within Islam, it's definitely not allowed. And you can get away with it, I guess. I mean, no one's going to stop you hanging out with someone who's the same sex as you, which is probably how, like, that girl from school was able to date her friend's sister, because, you know, no one expected them to be at it, I guess. But that is life, isn't it? Like, I don't know, like, there was someone that, when I was young, who... I don't know, it's weird, like, she definitely kind of explored, like, she was my age, and she definitely, like, looked at me naked, but I don't know, it was like when we were really young, I don't know what it was weird, unless I'm just imagining things now, but I guess my thing is, you gotta be, like, really crazy to kind of be loud and out and proud and out there. Like, I know someone right now, actually, who is Muslim, and he's a really lovely guy, and I definitely, like, coming across him, I thought he was gay, but I wasn't, like, 100% sure, and I'm not someone who wants to, like, ask someone, because it's rude, it's personal, you know, it's their business at the end of the day, and a lot of the times, as a Muslim, they are, like, in the closet, and they used to go to, like, gay pride a lot, so, like, whenever there was a gay pride in the city, they would kind of be there with their friends. And what I noticed is a lot of their friends were definitely gay and out and open, you know, that kind of gay, but also like non-Muslim gays. And I think last year, or was it earlier this year, I don't know, I actually said, oh, mate, are you actually gay? Because, like, I don't want to ask and you don't have to answer, because life. You know, and I am sorry if it comes across as rude, but are you? And he was like, yeah, I am. I was like, damn. I was like, all right, cool. I was like, does your family know? And he was like, no, no way. So, you know, it does, like, it happens a hell of a lot. And I think with how, like, the world is reacting to things and how, like, everything is LGBTQ and all of that, I think it's giving more Muslims the courage to kind of come out as, you know, gay. I think the men anyway, like, less so for, like, the women. Like, the girl I went on a date with, she actually married her best friend prior to, like, me knowing her. And she's got, like, a 3-year-old or 4-year-old daughter. And, like, her ex-husband doesn't know she's gay. And they co-parent together really well. And they had, like, this beautiful big wedding, supposedly. Like, I think they went abroad for it or something. But he was from here, and they're still really good friends. They co-parent, like, amazingly well. But he doesn't know she's gay, and she hasn't come out to, like, anyone but her brother. And the reason for that is she doesn't want all the, I guess, lectures that would come with being gay and a Muslim. And she says that she will come out eventually, like, to her family. but she won't do that until she's sure about the person, and, you know, but she's sure she's gonna like end up married to the person and all of that. And she's been seeing someone now for, I think, just over a year. So I'm hoping it kind of like works out for her. But I'm also kind of sad for her, because Islamically it's not allowed. And like, she's a good person, but it's like one of those unforgivable sins. But I guess at the end of the day, that's between her and God. Like, one of my friends is also gay. Well, no, actually, that's a lie. He's pansexual. And he, prior to like last year, he was quite like set on not having like anal sex. But things changed, and now he's, I guess, more open to it. And it does make me sad, because like, I'm not going to judge him for it, but it makes me sad because he's such a lovely person, and I would love him to kind of come over to Islam. He is like religious, but he's like Christian. And I would love him to like come over to Islam and, you know, be Muslim, but like, God, certain things he just won't forgive, I believe. Or maybe he will forgive them, I don't know. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not like an expert. But it's like, you're going to suffer a lot, I guess, for the choices you make on this earth. But the truth is, anything can save you. So I would hope that like my really good friend becomes Muslim, because that would be cool. Like, I'd be really happy, like, if he became Muslim, because he's just such a lovely person. And, you know, at the end of the day, it is between you and God. Like, so I'm not going to judge anyone, especially when I have some slightly lesbian tendencies myself. But so far, like, I haven't acted on anything, and I don't plan to act on anything either. Well, I say that, but I don't know. Sometimes I do kind of wonder. But, yeah, I guess it is between you and God at the end of the day, isn't it? So there's this guy that I used to work with, and he's quite a few years older than me. I'm not sure if he's classed as middle-aged, because I don't actually remember his exact sort of birthday or age. But he's literally the most camp, flamboyant man that I've ever come across. And he is born Muslim. I'm not sure, like, if he believes in God. I think I did ask him at one point. I don't really remember his answer, because we don't really have anything in common. And I personally find him quite like irritating, quite annoying. And he's still in the closet, even as like a middle-aged guy, because he doesn't want to be cut out of his mum's will. Now, he lives with his brother, his sister-in-law, and his mum. And I believe the brother also may have a child or two. And his brother's also supposedly religious. And apparently they are worth quite a lot of money, like in the millions range, which is why he refuses to come out while his mum's still alive, because he doesn't want to be cut out of the will. Now, this is a guy who only dates Caucasian men, and he has a long-term boyfriend who apparently is also quite well off. They go on dates, they throw dinner parties together. Apparently his mum has actually met his boyfriend, but not as his partner, just as a friend. And it's quite like a tangled web that he's weaving. But that is the only reason he hasn't kind of come out, is the money, because he knows he would 100% be disinherited. And I mean, to live in the closet just because you're disinherited, to me, it just seems like a major thing. You're denying who you are, but obviously that's between him and his family. And he does plan to get married one day. I did ask him. He said he would love to get married. Absolutely cannot wait for, you know, the time he will get married, and he plans to marry his partner. Some of us used to think he maybe had a secret wife, but that was never confirmed to us, because we only kind of met him in the last few years. But something is 100% not right with him, but he's still obviously in the closet, and he's like very out and proud to literally anyone but his family. And it's just like, it's really sad, I think, because he's denying who he is, but he's literally the most flamboyant guy that I have ever come across. And I've known quite a few different gay people. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of include that, because people do crazy things for money. I hope you guys enjoyed this little podcast, and I hope you subscribe. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next time.